Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Take 20 with Maddie and Kenzie Ziegler, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hello, everyone. We're back, baby.
We're back.
We're going to be doing a Q&A because we love doing these. We love answering your questions, and we kind of want to make this a regular thing so we can, you know, update you guys. And
totally. It's also nice to just kind of see what you guys want to know, just because sometimes we ramble too much and I feel like it's good to just get some questions out of the way so we're right. Not just like, you're not just listening to us rambling.
Very contained episode here.
This is a very professional episode, actually.
So Kenzie,
here we go. First
we
question.
Actually have our suits on right now for this
and a mustache.
Imagine if,
guys, everyone listening, paint a picture right now, me and Kenzie sitting in a corporate office, full suit and tie,
mustache,
loafers,
absolutely, and it would be
pen and paper,
glasses.
Sunglasses.
Slick back. Ivy agrees. Slick back hair.
Do you want to go first,
or I'll go first?
Okay. The first question, Kenzie. If you could have one character trait from your sister, what trait would you use? And Maddie, what about you?
Oh, okay.
I know what I would choose for you, but go ahead. It doesn't have to be.
There's gonna be two.
Oh, okay.
One would be how clean you are.
Yeah.
And how organized. That's one, because that's the same thing. Because I just,
you have a little problem in that department.
Yeah, I just don't feel like my room needs to be clean. I don't feel. But then I'm like losing my mind at times because I'm like, oh my God, why isn't my room clean?
You go through cleaning spurts.
I do, and it's like at the worst times. But the other one would be your fashion, your style, because you style me constantly and my outfits look the best they've ever looked. Like when I went to London, she literally packed my whole suitcase for me and packed, like, put outfits together, and I looked so cute.
Yeah, but also you style yourself so good. Like, I think your personal, like the outfit you showed up in my house too, I was like, okay, girl.
Well, that's very nice of you. Thank you. What about you?
My character trait. Well, also, I would want your style as well.
Oh, shush.
But another character trait I would want from you is your, like, confident, carefree attitude. Because you are so good at just, like, speaking your opinion. And you're so nice about it. Like, you do it in such a nice way. But you're just so, like, you really just say what's on your mind. And I don't know. I feel like you're really good about that stuff, and you have such a carefree attitude, and you just do what you want, and like, I don't know, I really respect that, and I've always admired that from you, and I always have wanted to pick up on that.
Thank you, that's very sweet. Okay, Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
This movie involves some very big issues of trauma. Mm-hmm. What were your initial thoughts when you read the script, and what did you do to prepare for the role?
Well, when I read the script, I was immediately impacted, and I thought, oh my gosh, I would really love to help tell this story because it's super important and really relevant, and something that I think older people watching could really learn from and just see the fear of what it's like to be a high school student in today's generation. Wow, that was like really well said.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
There you go.
And I also, to prepare for it, I did a lot of research and kind of really looked up on past tragedies like this and seeing how people who in live events coped with it, and it's really heavy, but there's a lot of also like different things like navigating like self-discovery and things like that, so I think that was also really important to tackle and something that I could relate to, where I was almost like finding myself within the character, which was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Kenzie.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a really good question, whoever wrote this. If you could have dinner with any four people, dead or alive, who would you pick and why?
Okay, this is really hard.
I already know my answer.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go.
This is really, really, really hard for me because okay. I really don't know. But, okay, well, one of them has to be my celebrity crush because that's just...
Who is that?
How it's gonna be. ASAP Rocky mm-hmm. would have to be at the mm-hmm. dinner table, along with Rihanna, mm-hmm. I think, because those are my two favorite people. Maybe like Prince.
You literally are reading my entire mind.
Really?
That wasn't even a proper sentence, but you are reading my mind.
Prince and...
If you say the same last person, I will die.
I won't, because I don't know who it is yet, because I have to think about it. I've actually never thought about this question.
Well, here you go.
And you know what? I really like John Mayer, so maybe John Mayer.
Love John Mayer. I was gonna say ASAP Rocky, Rihanna, Prince, and Stevie Wonder.
Good one.
Okay.
Good one.
You could throw Oprah in there too.
Oprah. Wendy Williams too.
Why Wendy Williams?
I don't know. She just came up in my head.
Ooh.
There's a lot of people I would like to have dinner with.
If you
with.
Could okay, I have a better one. If you could have dinner with four YouTubers, who would you choose?
Four YouTubers. Okay. I would pick so as you guys know, I love games. And
your Sims girl?
No, she's not my Sims girl actually. You know Gen X Pen?
Mm-hmm.
I've always watched her,
yeah.
But she now has a gaming channel and I watch her videos all the time and okay. She's just really bad at them, but that's what makes it really good. So I would like to have dinner with her. I love Alicia Marie.
Yeah, she's great.
I love Emma Chamberlain and Cody Ko.
Oh, that's a great
list. One more. And Kelsey, his
love her.
Fiance! He's my favorite YouTuber. So they're both my favorite YouTubers. How about you?
I would say...
Take your time.
Okay.
We only got 20 minutes.
I would say Nikki Tutorials.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about my queen.
I would say Julia Havens, who's one of my favorite YouTubers. Her and her husband have a channel, and I just love her. JC Marie, do you know her?
I think so.
I think she's really cool. And maybe... Oh my god, this is hard.
Say Kelsey.
I love Kelsey. She's so cute.
I know.
This is a hard question. Anyway, okay.
Every time I watch her videos, she looks like you. Eddie. No, she's... her personality as you, but Eddie looks like her.
When we went, I didn't know who she was until like after, and then I looked her up and I found her on YouTube, and I didn't know she was dating Cody Ko, and I just thought she's so cool. But literally, like, I went to an event at Devin had like a Lack of Color event, Devin, who was on our podcast a few episodes ago, but she basically was there just as one of Devin's friends, and we just like met each other and kind of like hung around each other the whole time. And I was like, who is this girl? She said she's like a school teacher, and I think she's so cute and just the funniest person ever. And then I realized it was her, and then I became obsessed and I started watching all of her videos, and I think she's just the coolest ever.
She's so cute.
She's so cute and hilarious. Kenzie,
I know,
so funny. Okay,
oh, trust me, I watch her every single day.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I almost just asked you a really funny question, but I'm not going to.
Why?
Just because.
No, oh. Ask me.
Okay. When did you have your first kiss? You regret it now, don't you?
Actually, I've told everyone this.
When? What? Who was your first kiss? Kenzie had like 8 boyfriends like when she was like 5.
Okay, listen.
She's an early bloomer.
Here's the story. I think I was 12 years old. I think I was 11.
No way. You would have been like 6.
No. Okay. Well, that doesn't count.
Okay.
I was 11 years old, I think. And my neighbor at our hometown.
Our neighborhood.
Yeah. In our neighborhood. We actually went to school together when we were in like second grade, and I hated him. But we started dating, and we never...
You didn't even, like, hold hands.
We did not hold hands. We did not even, like, see each other ever. But we would text each other all the time, and...
You guys were each other's screensavers.
Yeah, that just, like, so embarrassing. And I was with my friends and him and his brother at the park, and then we went back to their house, and they were all dared me to kiss him, and I was like, oh, yeah, like, whatever. Acting like I've done it before. Mm-hmm. And then we like pecked, and then I got all my friends. I was like, all right, let's go. And we got on our bikes and went back to my house, and I broke up with him.
Aww.
And he cried.
That's kind of sad.
I was scared. Like, that's scary for an 11-year-old.
What was your first kiss?
Oh, I was there.
Technically my first kiss was on TV.
That doesn't count.
Okay, well, my first real kiss was in Australia. You were there.
You're not going to tell us a story? I just told everyone my whole story.
It was just like, it wasn't that exciting. It was just...
It was a truth or dare.
It was a truth or dare as well. And then we, like, pecked for a second and then ended up kissing again that night. But it wasn't, like, anything.
You kissed again that
night? But not, like, for more than, like, probably 5 seconds. Like, it was really quick. And I was like, I'm in love. I was like 12. And then I ended up dating him, and then that ended very poorly. So you live and you learn. Also, Kenzie, you know how in the other episode I was trying to say I sound like a, and I couldn't figure it out? I figured it out. I sound like a broken record. That's what I was trying to say. I have another question for you, Kenzie.
You've asked 3 questions.
I know, but I'm asking you another one. Okay. What animal best represents you?
See, that's a hard one, because I feel like Ivy really represents me, but that's just not like an animal.
Yeah. Well, what do you think Ivy is? She's a dog.
She's a person.
Okay.
She is my child.
Okay. Psychopath.
I think Boots represents you 110%.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could pick like another animal, I feel like I'm just very drawn to monkeys.
So I was just gonna say that you're like a little monkey.
I like to climb up things. I like to I'm just gonna stop.
You know what I am?
What?
A sloth. I'm a sloth.
Knew it.
Okay.
Except you're not like, you don't
I'm not sluggish, but I look like a sloth.
No, you don't. You're cuddly like a little sloth,
like a koala bear.
Do you miss living in Pittsburgh?
No. No. I mean, I can, like, we, when we went home for Christmas, I really, actually, it was one of the first times I really enjoyed Pittsburgh mm-hmm. in a while. And I really appreciate it for what it is. But I don't think I ever want to live there again. You know, it's just not for me, personally.
And that's fine. I feel like, same for me. I go back way more than you do.
But you still don't go back that much.
No, but it's like, it's a nice break.
No, definitely.
It's like, obviously, LA can be very overwhelming sometimes. So it's like a completely different, you know, place. And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I love about it. It's kind of like a home away from home type situation.
Definitely. It's also interesting, the more you get older and the more you can, like, find value and appreciation in different things that you used to not, you would just, like, throw away, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, now I feel like we can both appreciate it for what it is. It's our hometown. It's where we came from. There's really beautiful parts of Pittsburgh. So, yeah. Okay. What is a fashion trend that you want to try that you haven't yet?
Fashion trend? I feel like, I don't know, maybe, like, the comfy style. Like, comfy cute. Like, I'm referencing Hailey Bieber and Bella Hadid.
Mm.
Like, tracksuits.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, but, like, cute. You know? I feel like need to explore that a little more.
Yeah, I like that. Definitely.
Or, like, skirts. I don't wear skirts.
Yeah.
And I want to.
Yeah.
What about you?
I mean, I definitely have been trying not to do, like, not on the level of, like, I'm a New York fashion student on TikTok and I, you know, do all the layering, but I love layering and it's so fun and I wish I could, like, pull it off. And I've been trying to explore that, like, trend, I guess you could say, but just, like, not, like, that way.
No, the reason I'm laughing is because every time I go on FaceTime with her and I'm like, hey, can you help me pick out an outfit, which... the TikToks of, like, I'm a New York fashion student, like, get ready with me, I'm obsessed with. But, like, Maddie is so obsessed with it too that we're on the phone and I'm like, okay, you need to pick out an outfit for me right now. This is what we always do. I FaceTime her and ask her. And she's like, okay, use that tube top. And I'm like, all right. And then she's like, okay, but put this white button up underneath. And I'm like, Maddie,
that was one time.
It always looks like crap.
It was one time.
But listen, that is cute and we need to make it work somehow.
Thank you. You just have to trust the vision.
It's a smaller button. Okay, up.
Think if it was that situation, it was the button down with the tube top, a black mini skirt, black tights, black knee-high big chunky boots, and a leather jacket and a beanie.
Sounds perfect.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but, like, oh, my button up and top was, it just looked weird. Okay. I'll ask you a question.
Okay.
Who is more affectionate between the two of us?
Oh. I feel like we're very equal. Like, I feel like, what? What do you think?
I think you're more affectionate.
But like, it just depends who. Like, we're both very affectionate to our boyfriends, obviously.
Well, to one another.
Oh, I'm more affectionate to you than you are to me. I used to, like, cry because Kenzie wouldn't hug me when she was younger. And, like, I tried to give her a kiss and she wouldn't let me. Like, what the hell? Like, we're sisters. Like, let me hug you. Let me cuddle you.
Well,
like,
she's just like, let me cuddle you and kiss you and snuggle you at the same time. And I'm like, okay.
I get it. It's a bit smothering. I'm not trying to be that annoying sister that's like, give me all the love, but I just think you're so cute and you're just like a little ball of joy and I just want to hug you.
Well, thank you. Well, that's what hanging out is for.
Fine. I'll never hug you again.
We hug all the time.
But we don't give each other like deep and meaningful hugs.
I give each other meaningful.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of rude.
No, I just mean like, it's not like a long hug. It's like a pat on the back. Like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, but, like, it's fine because we hang out.
We give our dogs more affection, the most affection. But they give us so much affection. So it's like, if and when you have kids, will you put them in dance or will you let them decide?
See, that's hard because when I was younger, I did not like dance.
Well, you did at one point.
It would be like, I like dance, I don't like dance. Like, it was always just, I mean, I quit to play soccer. So, I think I'm just going to let them do what they want to do.
Every kid should decide. Obviously, when they're like 2 years old, you can't be like,
well, yeah, I'll probably put them in dance when they're 2 years old just because. But if they're like, I don't want to do dance, I'm going to be like, all right.
Yeah, literally. You're like, it's cool. Neither Thank did God. I.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
But yeah, this was so much fun. We always love like answering your guys' questions just because it's cool to get like fun, I don't know, different perspectives and things. But yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Thanks, John. Back to you.
Why have you been...
Because remember, we're in a corporate office right now with Sue.
Bye, Jerry.
See you, John. That was JJ.
Oh, my God.
J&J. Anyway, we need to go. We're very delusional. I think the cookie dough I was eating kicked in.
Cooked?
Like the sugar. I don't know.
Okay, bye.
Thanks so much for taking 20 with us. If you had fun, please give us 5 stars.
You can follow us on Instagram at Take20Podcast.
Email us at take20@iheartradio.com.
Or you can call us at 844-4-TAKE-20.
See you next time.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right. That's right.